Your daily scramble news now.
All right then.
All right then. You asking me if I'm all right then? I'm all right then.
Yeah, but I was also stalling, so I wasn't ready.
Okay.
Now I am.
Good morning.
Here's the news. Despite doubts from some city bus drivers, the free trolleys that roll along Coast Highway on weekends and in summer will soon start taking on passengers in the hillside neighborhoods. City officials maintain the trolleys will make it up the hills with ease. That's because by late June, the city will deploy new ones that are gas-powered rather than the current propane gas trolleys that travel the coastal route. City buses are notorious for having trouble navigating steep and sometimes narrow streets. Some city bus drivers complain about the numerous breakdowns and repairs they've experienced with the city's mainline bus service, colloquially known as the Blue and White Line, which is also powered by propane gas. With the new trolleys, city officials intend to capture the attention of more residents by putting free trolleys in neighborhoods every 30 minutes. The hope is to get them out of their cars and onto city transit. An app similar to an Uber app will also be available for bus riders. If the pilot program is successful, the service will eventually run all week.
Is that it?
Yep.
Wow. It seems when they say it's going to be gas powered, the new buses, that means that's gasoline, presumably.
Yes, Jason.
Well, no, it just says gas. It could be natural gas, couldn't it?
Methane. Pretty certain it means
they could have a cow on the back of it, with a tube of its bum,
gasoline.
And then they just power it with a cow.
Okay.
That would be great. That would be really great. That would be, people would come to Laguna just to see the cow powered buses, wouldn't they?
I don't think the journalists on this article considered that anyone would think that that's what they meant by the word gas.
Despite doubts from the city's bus drivers, cows are being employed to drive the buses, drive and power the buses. That would be a sight to see. I like the idea of that.
I think this is great. I think I personally don't take the trolley as much as I should because I don't want to walk down to PCH.
You've never taken the trolley.
Okay, I've never taken the trolley because I don't want to walk down to PCH. But I'm all for people using the trolley. It's just that I'd much rather call an Uber.
Everybody in town feels the same way.
Sure, of course.
I think the trolleys are great for everyone else.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But if they bring them up into the, in South Laguna or whatever, I think that's awesome.
If you can Uber them from your phone, so they come and they pick you up.
What if you took an Uber to the trolley?
Right. I didn't know they were propane powered. I suppose that's probably better for the environment than gas.
You're really concerned about the way they're powered.
Well, it's
just, I'm interested in the fact that they're going to go into neighborhoods.
Well, as long as they're not blocking up the roads, I don't know. It's good. Propane powered sounds good too. You see, you've got a toss up there between having a cow powered bus and the propane one. Here's what you do. God. You have a cow powered bus, right? And some of them can be propane powered. Then you can have a barbecue on the back.
Mm.
And when the cows, run out of steam, barbecue, there you go. Steaks for everybody.
Just stop somewhere.
And slaughter the cow.
Slaughter the cow.
Yeah. People would come to Laguna to see this.
Anyway, ride the trolleys. And the city's making it easier for you as a local to do so sometime soon. All right, next up in local news, health inspectors from the Orange County Environmental Health Department have closed 87 restaurants this year for a variety of code violations, including cockroach infestations, rodent infestations, and sewage overflows. That's disgusting.
Lovely.
The county can order the immediate closure of a restaurant for the following reasons: vermin, sewage, no water, lack of warm water, power outages, no restrooms, fires. Most closed restaurants did reopen a few days later. Here in Laguna Beach, Pavilions got downgraded because of insufficient hot water plumbing and disrepair. At least they didn't have cockroaches. And Bonjour Cafe and Kokomo's Pizza in Dana Point were closed. Oh, man, I love Bonjour Cafe.
It's the greatest.
That's that little French place on Del Prado.
Yeah, and they're actually French people, yeah.
It had cockroaches.
Best croque monsieur you've ever had.
Why did I read this story? This is terrible.
Well, you know what? You can't help it. You get cockroaches just because, it happens, doesn't it?
I guess.
But
they had them for so long that the health inspector had to shut them down. I mean, if you have cockroaches, I feel like it's your prerogative to get them out before the health inspector notices.
We don't know that's the case.
Well, it seems like it.
Maybe you don't even know you've got cockroaches. They're kind of little, aren't they, around here? They're not your big cucaracha that you get in New York and places.
Right.
And so it happens.
All right, well, it's gross. If you want to stay up to date with what restaurants are being inspected and closed, you can go to the Restaurant and Food Inspections Results search page. And you can type in a restaurant. It'll tell you what's up.
There are places in the world where cockroaches are a delicacy anyway. And so you could just change your format, couldn't you? Wherever that is. Where do they eat cockroaches? Thailand or somewhere?
Probably, yeah, Thailand.
Yeah.
I'd guess.
Just open a Thai restaurant. I don't know.
Finally, let's look internationally quickly. This morning, President Obama is to visit Cuba in the coming weeks as part of a broader trip to Latin America. He will be only the second sitting U.S. president in history to travel to the island after Calvin Coolidge in 1928. U.S. Republicans have criticized the visit, saying it should not take place while the Castro family is in power. Washington and Havana restored diplomatic ties last July, and the U.S. relaxed travel and trade restrictions after a 54-year freeze.
Yeah, it's one of the fastest sort of love affairs, isn't it, between two countries after many, many years of frozen relations.
I just hope that it doesn't lose its 1950s charm.
Oh, it's gonna, for sure.
Well, I want to go there before it does, then.
Yeah. No, we as Americans are very good at messing that kind of thing
up. Man, it just, I've never been there, obviously, but everybody drives an old car. I mean, they don't have technology that's passed because they got shut out 54 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's cool. It's cool how it is.
Yeah, it gave them a certain charm. Obviously, there was a bit of poverty there and probably... Actually, very good education system, very good health system, I've heard.
Hmm.
Annie Wareham,
yeah,
who is the artistic director of our Laguna Beach Playhouse,
yeah,
is going to Cuba tomorrow.
Is she?
Yeah, on a
Do you have to do some sort of trickery to get there still, or can you just go?
You've got to go on a guided tour or something.
Okay, you can't just
take yourself.
It's
something like that, yeah. She's going. Tessa's daughter's going as well. Tessa's going.
Lovely.
Isn't that nice?
That'd be fun.
She showed up at Harbor House Cafe at 1 o'clock this morning with a banjolele for me for my birthday.
Wait. You were at Harbor House again this morning?
Well, my cousins have been here. It's a good place to go hang. There's nowhere else to go late at night. And they are Europeans. They don't want dinner till 9:30, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
So they're like, you know, what are we going to do? And I said, well, we usually eat dinner at 5:30, 6. And they go, well, what do you do between 6 and 2 in the morning? You'd be starving.
Sleep.
So they had a salad at Las Brisas at like, whatever, about... 7 o'clock something, and then they were like, right, let's go get eggs if that's all there is. It's funny around here, isn't it? Everything
is
closes
weird.
At 9 o'clock.
All right, that's your news today. Thanks to Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom for providing us with the local stuff. More stories still to come this morning. We'll talk about that Apple situation where they won't reopen their iPhones for the San Bernardino case. Here's Theo Verney. It's KX 93.5.